Coach Hackett, welcome. Thanks for giving us some time here before you get away for hopefully what is at least a couple of days off to recharge the batteries.
Very excited for that.
I'll start here by taking a look back at minicamp briefly. That was one heck of a defensive scheme you were facing through the course of the spring. It demanded a lot of your offensive players. When do you think you'll see the benefits of facing that every day in practice?
I think anytime you face a multiple defense like we face, it's always going to help you, because with so many different pressures, with so many different fronts, we have the ability to see a little bit of everything. So we can talk to them about all the deficiencies, the goods, the bads, about that defense, how you attack it. So instead of seeing one basic thing over and over again and trying to really go after that, you have to be ready for anything. And I think anytime you can prepare a team for anything and everything at all times, which is really what happens in the NFL. I mean, to go in there and be a coach and say, I know exactly 100% of the time exactly what they're going to do, that would just be false. You can't do that. So anytime you can keep them on their heels and make it difficult for them, it's always going to help your team. And it's going to slow everything down when you get to the game. And obviously it'll help you when you play teams like that. Obviously there are a couple, there's a team in our division that's a little bit like that. And so hopefully that'll not surprise them as much when you get into the game.
Knowing it's year one of this offense with these players, have you brought them along any differently than you would, say, in year two or three?
No, I think that there's a foundation of what we want to teach, a foundation of our plays and what we want to be, and I think that there's always a progression, and I think you just have to kind of stick to that and see how they develop within that and see what they do good. And I think that's how you kind of evolve later on. So always from the starting point, you want to give them the base foundation and see what they excel at each thing.
Can you just outline why you employ the practice of giving your other offensive players the quarterback cliff notes that you give the quarterbacks?
I've been doing this for a while, and it was great being a quality control guy and being able to see the whole picture of everything, because you had to understand the run game, you had to understand the pass game, you had to understand protections. And a lot of the time in this world, everybody gets really compartmentalized, and they just kind of focus on what they want. And I think as a coordinator, because I'm the quarterback coach and the coordinator, I still have to remember that I am the coordinator and that everybody has to see what's going on through my eyes. And I always did a tip sheet just for the quarterbacks. It was, hey, guys, this is what we want. And I realized that if everybody knows what we're trying to accomplish with each play, the whole team comes closer together. They understand why that play was called, what we were looking for in that play. So I think even if it's a pass down the field, the offensive line should know that. They should understand why we called that, what we're looking for, so they understand they need to hold on a little longer. The wide receivers know what their role is, not just to get open, but maybe to get another guy open, and what the quarterback's looking at from a timing standpoint. So the more we can keep everybody on the same page, it's awesome.
So it's like a synergy in thinking, almost.
Exactly. We want everybody to be together, just like a flow basketball game. I mean, you look at that, and you want everybody to know where everybody's going to be at all time. It's a little different in basketball, but trying to bring that kind of same principle into football is saying, hey, everybody needs to know what their role is on this play and why this play was called. And it's hard sometimes to get that information out because everybody kind of goes their separate ways and works on their individual techniques. So there's got to be something that unifies everyone. And I think that was the thing that we were trying to create there, was why give it just to the quarterbacks? Let's kind of talk to everybody on this and let everybody see what we're trying to accomplish. And it's done some nice things for us.
I know in year one with this offense, they're figured to be growing pains of sorts, for lack of a better term. But when this offense is really humming, just how fast can it go?
Well, we like to be multiple. We like to slow it down and speed it up.
Right.
And I think it's always about what the players can do. I think that when they realize the power of it themselves, that's when it gets great. And I think that when they're asking to go fast or when they're asking to go slow, you want to try to do what's right for them. I mean, you always have this aspiration of, oh, you want to keep going, more of this,
right,
more of that, or hey, maybe we should slow it down. The key is for the players to feel it. It's their offense out there. They're the ones that are out on the field. I'm not. I'm just the guy that gets to stand up there and call some plays. So I think that as soon as they get it and they feel it and they feel the power that it can give them, that's when it could really amp up. So where it can go, is sky's the limit for
right.
these guys.
And time and score obviously has a lot to do with that, along with a host of other variables that can happen in the course of a football game.
Yeah.
But I think fans hear the potential being there to put your foot on the gas pedal anytime you feel it's necessary,
yeah,
and it gets them excited. So now they're asking, Was there going to be a play every 15 seconds on the play clock? Is there going to be a play every 10 seconds? I mean, how far, when the pedal's on the floor, can it be a play every 10 seconds on a game clock, 12 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it could be really fast. I think, once again, it's about those guys understanding the plays. And when they get them, and they get them fast enough, and it's easy for them, and they know the adjustments, it can go really fast. I mean, I want to say we've averaged from 4 seconds to 18 seconds. So, I mean, it can kind of go from anywhere around there. It's how comfortable they are at that moment.
The outside perception is that C.J. Spiller, provided he stays healthy, will have a giant season in this offense. Do you think that's an accurate perception? I mean, he would be successful in just about any offense based on his skill set, but there are people that believe his skill set marries very well with what you draw up. Can you foresee that?
If he has a great season, I'm going to be really excited. I think we all are. He's a dynamic football player. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I think that from my position, I look at him and a guy like Stevie Johnson, a guy like him, a guy like Fred, I mean, you want them to have the ball a lot. And I think that this kind of a system will get them the ball a lot. And that's what you're going to always aim for. And I think the more we can give it to him, the more exciting it is for all of us. And I hope he has a great year. I want him to have a great year, and we'll see. But definitely he'll get the ball a couple times.